I learned to JARP. Life lived outside for August 15th, 2024. I know what you're thinking. What in the world is this guy talking about? Because that's what I thought when I found out I was going to JARP before lunch. In fact, we were going to sit at the table and JARP in order to make lunch. A number of things ran through my mind. Were we going to pickle something and put it in a jar? Was this some new kitchen implement that I would now have to go and invest in? Fortunately, it is neither. It's actually an egg-breaking tradition that is popular in England and other countries, often on Easter. It's a way of playing a game and breaking hard-boiled eggs, in our case, to prepare them for some yummy egg salad sandwiches. It's easy to play, and you can do it with a few people or with a big group. The first step is to boil enough eggs for everyone to play. We had a lot of people, so a bowl of about 2 dozen. Then 2 players each take an egg, and one holds an egg still while the other attempts to break their opponent's egg by striking it with their own egg. It really isn't about hitting hard, but about giving a tap with just enough force, in just the right place, to break your opponent's egg without cracking yours. I'm sure there are many different rules to JARPing. For our game, if your egg broke on one tip, you could use the other, but once it broke on both sides, you put it into the about-to-be-lunch bowl. And on your next turn, you picked a new egg. We went around and around the table with some eggs cracking, some staying strong, and eventually the winner was the person with the last uncracked egg. I'm not sure that it will ever be an Olympic sport, but it was a fun way to have a little friendly competition before lunch. And then we shelled the eggs together, and our friend made a tasty egg salad, which we all enjoyed immensely for lunch. If reading this is making you crave an egg salad sandwich, you're welcome. And I know what would make your sandwich absolutely perfect. A fresh-baked loaf of sourdough bread from Spellbound Sourdough. And this Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, or until she's sold out, Spellbound Sourdough is having a pop-up shop at Kirby's Nursery. So practice your JARPing and come get a fresh loaf of bread for this or any of your favorite sandwiches. After all, you've got to get energized for all that fun you are planning to have in the garden.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.